So, how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Jays, Red Sox, Dodgers, and Mariners win. Yankees, Padres, and Astros lose. Clemson men's basketball ACC schedule released. Number 2 ranked soccer team at Clemson gets stunned last night. And men's golf finishes 2nd and women's golf 5th for the Tigers on the road. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, September the 10th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dane Young, UGASports.com. We're going to not talk a whole lot about the preseason for Georgia and 2 preseason games. We will talk about the trip to Knoxville, Tennessee today, with Georgia headed up to Knoxville at 3:30 on Saturday. Andrew Oliphant's going to be here. We'll talk a little Ryder Cup today as well. Can't wait for that. Going to get into the Major League Baseball stuff, going to get into the men's basketball schedule, kind of putting to bed last weekend. Still have a couple little notes, get Sam's thoughts on last weekend in college football, and then turn our attention to 3 biggies here locally: Clemson, Georgia Tech, Georgia and Tennessee, and South Carolina Vanderbilt. Great that all 3 are on at different times on Saturday, and very, very interesting times for all 3 of those. So can't wait to do that. The producer, the aforementioned producer, Mr. Sam Jones. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Good. Yep, hanging out. We got a text on this, and I wanted to bring this up today anyway, so I'm going to just jump on it. Jed texted in, did you see Brent Key yesterday in his press conference?
Yes.
Brent Key is one funny individual.
He's locked in.
Unintentionally. He's not trying to be.
No. I like Brent Key. He's locked in right now. He wanted nothing to do with any of that press conference. Started it way early, ended it way early. It started 7 minutes earlier than it's supposed to, and ended 2 minutes before it was even supposed to start.
I have never seen Brent Key smile.
No. I have after
a win, maybe?
They beat Florida State in Ireland, and they interviewed him afterwards, and he talked about running the football, and he was very happy the way they ran the football.
I would imagine 30 minutes later, his focus would no longer be on that game, and the smiles would be gone.
Yeah, he is an intense fellow. The other one is Buster Faulkner, who I didn't realize it until yesterday someone pointed out to me. I did realize it, I just forgot about it. When I think of Buster Faulkner, I think of a bunch of different formations, a lot of motion, a lot of shifts, but a very good run game. Buster Faulkner, I didn't realize it. I did realize it, I forgot about it. He cut his teeth at Valdosta State. That was air raid stuff. You know, that was the Howl Mummy stuff that he kind of cut his teeth on. And now he's all run guy. You got to give him an awful lot of credit for what they do offensively. And that offense has been on fire, and I think it's going to have a very difficult time Clemson stopping that this weekend. That is interesting for sure. I don't know the answer to this just because I got busy. How was your Friday night game this last week?
It was good. We were up on the roof of the press box at Daniel, which honestly I love. I love when we get – it sounds funny, but I love being up there, especially now that it's cooled down a little bit. It's like 80 degrees when we got up there. I think it was probably 68, 69 by the time we got out.
Are y'all the only people broadcasting up there?
We had a couple cameramen from JL Man up there, so it was like 4 people.
They had visiting radio or something, and they don't have enough room, or what was
they? They had coaches in both boxes, which usually they have. I think they had a visiting radio and coaches in both boxes, and they had 4.
You're kind of like me. You're displaced in press boxes now.
I had
I feel like Katrina came through me and you right now. Like, we're just putting us up in the rafters somewhere. They got to climb the light pole to put you up there.
If they put you on the roof in Death Valley, please call me and tell me, and then tell me where to look. You're up there like a sniper. No, it was pretty nice up there. We'll be at Pendleton this weekend inside in a box.
Who do you have this weekend?
It is Powdersville at Pendleton, one of my favorites.
Nice. So
should
nice.
Be fun.
Hey, JL Mann and Greenville are going to be playing in a couple of weeks. It's their spirit week. And can I put an early vote in for that game?
Yeah, that game is potentially on the schedule.
Because we're gonna have those on the radio, because they raise, like, through the years, they've raised like millions of dollars. It's amazing what those two student bodies do.
Well, Greenville JL Mann, too, for what it's worth, JL Mann's coach just left for Greenville.
Yeah.
So new coach versus old coach.
Woo!
It should be. We haven't gotten to Greenville yet. That should be a fun one. I've got that one eyed up for when that occurs. Yeah,
little rivalry. You have had something come up, and so no segment two today. I do want to get your quick thoughts on Clemson and Troy, because we're trying to turn pages. I want to turn pages a little bit in segment two about what we didn't talk about from last weekend, and then talk more about this coming weekend. But any thoughts about what you saw in Death Valley?
They won the game. How you get there at the end of the day, hopefully in November, December, is looked back upon as irrelevant. I see many of the same concerns from week one, offensively especially. Defensively, I was a little frustrated with some stuff in the first half. Whatever was yelled at into these guys in the second half at halftime, it worked. They looked a lot better. I don't think you can overstate how important Antonio Williams is to this football team, which it's not a bad thing that he's that important, and it's not a bad thing that they rely on their number one receiver, but they look like a completely different offense with him off the field, and they need to get him right. But they won the game. They've got a very big opponent this weekend, one that I think could be a playoff team down the stretch if they can get their offense going a little bit more, whether that's Haynes King or Philo. Faxon will tell you it's Philo. Hopefully the second half there was a get-right situation, and they're a little bit more locked in, because they cannot screw around in this game this weekend or they will get blasted.
100%. Totally 100%. All right, looking forward to the show today. We take a bunch of texts already, but phone calls as well. Can't wait for that. Let me give you Major League Baseball from last night. Orioles over the Pirates 3-2. Guardians, good job, Sam.
We're creeping back. Let's two and a half back. They're not going to make the playoffs, but I give them credit for not dying.
Are you sure?
It's really 3.5 because they lost the tiebreaker to J.P. Crawford on his own for the Mariners a couple months ago, but they haven't given up, and considering the crap that they've gone through this season, I'll take it.
2-0 over the Royals last night. The Nationals over the Marlins 7-5. Phillies down the Mets 9-3. Schwarber hit his 50th. Tigers, this game was close. Yankees bullpen imploded. I went back to watch. My son's is taking. First of all, got to tell you about my son's baseball game last night. And then, but after he finished up that, takes piano lessons as well. He's working a piano back there. Listen to that. And I come back, the Yankees give up like 11 spot or something like crazy. Tigers win that one 12-2.
I think I saw every player on the Tigers team hit. Got on base and drove in a run in one inning.
It's unbelievable. Jays over the Astros, walk-off 4-3. Cubs beat the Braves 6-1. Braves only had 4 hits. Braves are 15 under. Rays over the White Sox 5-4. Rangers, same score of the Brewers. The Angels beat the Twins 12-2. Reds 4-2 victory over the Padres. Mariners, big win over the Cardinals 5-3. Same score, Giants over the D-backs. Red Sox beat the A's 6-0, and the Dodgers over the Rockies 7-2. So looking at the standings right now, Jays have a 3-game lead over the Yankees and Red Sox. The Tigers about to wrap up. Utah 8.5 back. We'll talk about the wild card in a second. Astros just 1 game up over the Mariners after last night. Phillies have a 9-game lead in the National League East over the Mets. Braves are 20 back. Brewers 6.5 over the Cubs. Dodgers now 2 games up after that win last night. The Padres lost 2 games up in the National League West. Wild card standings right now, Yankees and Red Sox 3.5 up over the Mariners. Mariners occupy the third spot. Rangers a game and a half back. Guardians 2.5 back. I'm not willing to give up on you, Sam.
Check that AL West. Keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Seattle's a game back.
Yeah.
Seattle has the tiebreaker over both Texas and Cleveland, so you can add another game to both of those deficits. And they're only a game behind Houston. I got to make sure. Let me check real quick what the tiebreaker is in that division. It is a 5-5 split right now. So I'm guessing those two teams play each other to end the year here. Keep an eye on that one. This is not the best Houston team, and that Mariners team seems to have some sort of clutch gene.
No doubt. Cubs in the National League 6 up. Padres 3 up. Third spot's the Mets. They have a 2-game lead over the Giants, 3 over the Reds. 4.5 over the D-backs and Cardinals at this point in time. Besides that, Clemson basketball They got announced their ACC road and home games and dates, actually. So you've got at Syracuse on either December 30th or 31st. We don't know yet. They might just play it like 12:01 a.m. on the 31st. We don't know yet.
Happy New Year, I suppose.
Yeah. January 3rd at Pittsburgh. SMU home opener either on the 6th or the 7th. We don't know yet.
Either or.
It's like a depth chart. Or. Notre Dame on the road January 10th. Get Boston College at home on a depth chart deal 13th or 14th of January. Miami, NC State, both those are home at Georgia Tech. Pittsburgh's at home. Then the road trip out to California at Stanford, at Cal. Virginia Tech back here. They go to Cameron this year on the road to Wake Forest. They host Florida State, host Louisville. They go to North Carolina this year, and they go host Georgia Tech to end things. Clemson basketball schedule coming out of that. Clemson's men's golf finished second up over at Myrtle Beach yesterday at the Myrtle Beach Golf Trips in, Intercollegiate. And Clemson's women's yesterday finished fifth. So good starts to the years for both of those. It's the second one for the women coming out of all that. Clemson men's soccer yesterday, 2-1 defeat to Virginia Commonwealth. The Tigers are second in the country. They got stunned by Virginia Commonwealth yesterday. So had a 1-0 lead and gave up 2 second-half goals to lose 2-1 there. So got some more ACC action coming up this weekend. Had an interesting day yesterday, Sam. Drake's very first baseball game. They're playing Walhalla, and I will tell you this, as exciting, and this is coach's pitch now, as exciting of a baseball game as I've ever seen. All right, now let me get to this. 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds, right? Coach's pitch. And I had to have a rules clarification. So, have you seen coach's pitch before?
Are you pitching?
No. Oh, okay. No, I'm not coaching. Okay. Have you seen coach's pitches before?
I played.
Okay. So, in this case, I never played coach's pitch for some reason. We didn't have it back then in the 1800s.
I played it in Reno when I was in Reno.
So, you know, you have a pitcher that stands beside the coach that pitches for their coach pitches to their team. Well, Drake's the pitcher. He's playing the pitcher position. And at the end of the first, when all three Walhalla players strike out, I looked at my buddies in the stands and I'm like, does Drake get credit for 3 strikeouts in that inning? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's blowing gas up there. Anyway, they take a 3-1 lead early. Walhalla comes back 5-3. Drake, 2 at-bats. Everybody gets basically about 2 at-bats to this thing. Struck out the first time and hit a hard ground ball back up the middle but grounded out the second time. He did have an unbelievable play at second base, 1-for-1 in the field, and did a great job with a good throw of getting the guy out there. And but the game comes down to this, Sam. Lions, the 6 Mile Lions, down 5-3, bottom of the last inning. You got to look at your clock on this thing now. We're only 2 minutes before we start the next inning. Bases loaded and 1 out. Our second best hitter hits a line shot. Now, this is at some 7-year-old little kid. The little kid sticks his glove up and he makes a stop and he doubles the guy off second base. It looked like Willie Mays, man. It was one of the most unbelievable plays I've ever seen. And ended it with a double play.
Kids are grounding out, lining out. I've seen some under 8 baseball games before, and that's not usually happening.
Sam, it would have gone to the fence. We would have won the baseball game. It would have been a run, a walk off win, and a guy makes his unbelievable catch.
You just got to tip your cap.
Heart got
sometimes.
Ripped out. Oh,
gotta,
man.
You know, welcome. You know, this is a good lesson for Drake.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you hit the ball hard, and it doesn't matter in baseball, Drake.
He wasn't distraught because they give a bat out for the player of the game kind of a thing, you know, or the hustle during practice, whatever. And he got the bat yesterday, so that was good.
He still got a snack at the end of the game, regardless.
Oh yeah, juice box. You got to get a juice box.
There you go.
And the other thing that happened yesterday was, you know, he broke his collarbone, so he didn't get to go to Eric Baggs' baseball camp. Well, the Clemson baseball staff sends him a bunch of gear yesterday.
Look at that.
And including a jersey with his name on it. I'm like, man, well, this kid's just racking up.
Oh, they're starting the recruiting process. This is part of this. Is that legal?
Yeah, we're looking at NIL deals out there now.
Is this tampering by chance?
Oh, no. He loves Eric Backage. So, yeah, good stuff, man. It was very nice of those guys to do all that. So, we had a great, great, great day yesterday. And I was running around the playground and all that. It looked like Americana out there. I got my daughter up in the stands yelling for her brother. We got neighbors coming over to watch him play. I've got his former teachers watching him play. Like, it was Americana, man.
He's a superstar.
Oh, yeah. And now there is a chance, Sam. We got to ask this question the other day. You tell me on this deal. The SMU home game in a few weeks. They got asked to play in a tournament that day. I got to go to my son's baseball game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that. I to be honest with you, especially when it comes to playing football right now, it's a lot more fun. Would have never thought I'd believe that in a million years.
Can't disagree with that statement.
Yeah,
Floyd.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a great time. A lot of fun, no doubt about that. All right, I'll take over segment two today. Sam's got something that's come up, so we'll do that. When we come back, I'm going to put to bed week one. Some games out there we have not talked, or week two, I should say, games we haven't talked about. Then we're going to turn the page because I got a lot to get into and want to hear Sam's thoughts on week three.
You're doing the same thing I was going to do probably in segment two anyway, so that works out.
Are you going to be around maybe, hopefully? Maybe?
Yeah, we've got to deal with some technological stuff here, but right. We'll try and figure that out. And
we'll
I'll
do all
here.
That. All right, let's do this too. Let me tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist. I'm on the site right now. Look, the bottom line is Carolina Flooring Specialist is going to treat you like you want to be treated. They're not going to take hours and hours and hours of it. They're going to take about 10 minutes. They're going to show you their designer colors. They're going to get into the before and after pictures of what they've done for other people. And then talk about maybe setting a date up. And it might be your basement. It might be your garage. It might be your mechanical rooms, weight rooms, something along these lines. You're going to get an unbelievable warranty. You're going to get totally stain-free. It's going to be easy to clean. It's going to be pet-friendly and chip and scratch-resistant. Surprisingly affordable through all this. And they move everything out of your garage, everything back in. You don't lift a finger. You don't pay them until they're done. You love everything about Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim, my great friend Tim Worley, 404-8158, 404-8158. Let him talk to you about what they can do and how they can they help you with this great flooring system. And just remember this, a lot of good people doing it now. No one's been doing it longer than these folks. They'll take care of you at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. We'll come right back. Segment two right after this.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Carolina legends aren't born. They're handmade in Bo's Real Southern Kitchen. We marinate our chicken for 24 hours in a blend of bold southern seasonings. Then we hand bread and fry it to crispy, juicy perfection. And that's why they call us the Carolina legend. It's Bo time.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Cutting-edge technology at QC Kinetics means that a lot of people are getting help right now, and they're not doing it through drugs, they're not doing it through steroids, they're not doing it through surgery. And so you might ask yourself, hey, how do I go about this? Well, right now you can do this in the convenience of your own home. So if you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your home. This is all new telemedicine. This platform's exciting. It saves you time. It saves you, energy and all that. Look, you can do it by phone. You can do it by video conference. And you're going to get one-on-one attention. They're going to evaluate your situation. And if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, they get you treatment on the spot, get you a treatment scheduled right there on the spot. So this might be on your way to long-lasting relief. It might be the first step might be doing this right in your own home. QC Kinetics, the leader of cellular-level regenerative technology. This medicine's helping you restore damaged joints. And again, no drugs, no steroids, and definitely not having surgery. QC Kinetics, call them today, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, easy, convenient, 864-766-8454. Sam, in segment two here, let me do Sam Jones segment two, but I was talking to Larry Williams yesterday. We're talking about a lot of things going on in the sports world, in the college football world. And he says, who's happy? Like, how many teams out there are really happy right now? And how many fan bases are happy? And to be honest with you, there's very few. Very few teams have played good in both weeks of the season so far. With that said, we're going to do some stock watch with Sam Jones in segment two.
Yeah, it kind of leads into the segment directly because there aren't a ton of teams that I think are fully satisfied with where they're at. But I think there are a lot who saw more in week two that they needed to and that they are comfortable with. And I'm going to start with one of the teams that I was super high on, and they didn't win this game by a ton of points, and they have a lot to work on here. And this was not perfect by any means, but I don't know how, if you're an Oklahoma fan 2 weeks in, you can't come away really excited about your team. And it's not because of John Mateer, who's been, well, listen, 270 yards, touchdown pick in this game. The pick was bad. But I think with the way John Mateer plays, you're going to have some bad picks this year. It's not even that. It's not that the run game with Mateer especially was really fun this weekend. It's the fact that this front seven that they have under Brett Venables is just really, really good. Besides one big run, really, in this game from Justice Haynes to open up the second half of this one, or during the second half, rather. They were really tough. Michigan, I know they have a freshman quarterback. 9 of 24 is still impressive. He was throwing a lot of short and intermediate passes, and there was nothing doing. The run game just wasn't effective outside of that big run. This team feels really, really legit, Mickey.
What this team feels, first of all, they've got three transfer guys up there that are making a difference. The other thing is that he's got seniors. Every starter on defense is a senior, a redshirt junior, or a junior. Like, they have experience. They are old on defense right now. That's one thing. Now, I'm going to – and oh, by the way, my favorite player in the country right now is Jaren Kanak, the former linebacker that's tight end that's just blocking people like crazy and doing a great job in the run game and catching balls. Mateer is a big difference there. And interesting, they're doing it without Jay Knott so far, right? But with all that said, I'm throwing cold water on this.
Hmm.
I don't think Michigan's very good.
I don't know if Michigan's any good either, but I still am –
I'm impressed.
I'm intrigued by the same things that I was hoping to be intrigued by with Oklahoma.
Here's where, well, first of all, they 22 first downs to 12, 4 and 8 yards to 288. Like, it was a smothering deal there. I get that. I don't think Michigan on the road is very good. So here's what I'm going to do with Oklahoma, because I like Brent so much and I want him to win so bad. This weekend, let's see if he can handle some success, but they're going to go take care of the business on the road. All right. The Auburn game at home, that's going to start to show some signs. But when I don't want to get to where they're 5-0 and ranked 12th in the country or 10th in the country and everybody's all excited. And then you got Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, and LSU. They end the season with 6 straight ranked teams. So if you can split those 6, that's 9-3. That'd be a good season for Brent. I don't think this is a playoff team. I don't think that this is an SEC championship team. I don't think this is a playoff team. Now, can they beat Texas? Yeah, Texas doesn't look great. Can they beat South Carolina? Yeah.
Is a 9-3 season with that schedule not in consideration for the playoff by the end?
No.
It could be, right?
It could be. Yeah, it could be. But the thing is, they're going to lose. They're going to go 3-3 in their last 6 at 9, you know, if they can go undefeated through all the rest of it. So with that said, and it'll be interesting with the Michigan. You know, Michigan doesn't hardly play anybody the rest of the year outside of Ohio State, so Michigan might climb back in. That win might look better, hopefully. I don't know if the Auburn win, how that will look. But I think that, look, and it's not daunting. Let's face it. Like, at Tennessee doesn't look daunting like it did last year. At Alabama, that doesn't look like that's unwinnable. Missouri might be the best team, or LSU maybe, but they get those teams at home. Like, they could win 10 games. This could be a playoff team. But I don't want to get ahead of my skis here. Does that make sense? I just don't think Michigan's very good. And I think with a freshman quarterback on the road, Michigan didn't show anything in week one, didn't show anything in week two. So I want to kind of slow the roll a little bit.
I'm going to combine two teams for the stock down after last week simply because how can you not? Clemson and South Carolina. Kind of have to combine them, I think, here. Many similar concerns where the offense does not look fully functional in the early going for one reason or another. Clemson could have very easily, probably some people would say should have, lost to Troy. If they didn't click it on in the third quarter, who knows? And then South Carolina stayed outgained South Carolina. What is it going to take for both of these offenses to get comfortable here?
Both these offensive coordinators are catching flak right now, and they should. Riley is not produced in big games. Shula has gone 3-for-3 in the 3 games he's coached in, and the offense hadn't looked good in any of the 3. So they should be catching, you know, a bunch of heat right now. With that said, you got to execute. You know, it's time for Miller and Parks and Lithicum and Sadler. It's time for those guys to produce. It's time for Josiah Thompson to produce. So the offensive line has to do a much better job. And both quarterbacks. Here we're talking about going to New York City earlier in the year. Both of them going to New York City. Right now, they can't make it out of the state of South Carolina right now. Look, these are both these quarterbacks have not played well so far. So it's a combination of a lot of things. Wide receiver cores, you know, not great. Offensive line's not great. Quarterback's not great. Offensive coordinators, there's a lot in there. But it would help, the first and foremost, it would help if the offensive line gave the rest of the offense a chance at both places. And then it would help the quarterbacks actually played up to some idea what we thought they might be in the preseason. But right now, I don't feel great about either offense, nor should I.
Yeah, I expected growing pains for South Carolina, at least with Shula coming in the immediate term. So I'm going to see if that continues on here. At the end of the day, they're probably satisfied 2-0. Virginia Tech was a win, and that's a win. But they haven't looked great.
Special teams and defenses have outscored their offense so far.
They've been carried by the other two units so far. With a returning quarterback who you had Heisman expectations for, you probably want a little bit more. Is that his fault? I don't think so. But needs to be better.
I mean, he's missed open guys. He's not throwing it on time. I mean, is this like Heisman numbers through two games?
I think it's a collective offensive.
Oh, I agree on both sides now. There's enough. Both these offenses have looked so bad that there's enough blame that we got to go off the air at 9 o'clock this morning. We don't have time to go over everything to go over the blame game for both these offenses.
Like, neither quarterback is good enough to just carry an offense despite problems, and I think that's being made abundantly clear.
Let me give you Sellers first. Does this sound like Heisman numbers you through two games? 23 of 38. In two games. Against two defenses that aren't very good. 337 yards. 60% completion percentage. Two touchdowns, no picks. And everybody talks about the run game. In two games, 12 carries, 61 yards. I'm sorry. 21 carries, 48 yards, and a touchdown. He's averaging 2.3 yards a carry.
Not fully comfortable yet, to say the least. So
now, and I told you, part of that is like, and they hadn't turned him loose yet, but he's got to have more than 10 carries a game, and he's got to have more than 11 or 12 completions a game. So he's got to do a much better job of that. Klubnik, you know, this number one in week one, he's got happy feet and is flushing the pocket every time. And in game two, he can't throw it on time. You get Mestre outside of coming open, he's getting his receivers killed by not throwing the ball on time. Clubbing it through two games, 37 to 62, 427 yards, 60% completion percentage, two touchdowns, two picks. And in the run game, clubbing it right now, 13 carries, minus 3 yards, no touchdowns. Those aren't Heisman numbers by any of these guys. Those aren't they're bottom half of their two leagues right now. But it's not all their fault either. Offensive line, play calling, drops. Both these offenses have looked just bad so far.
We'll learn something quick with conference play coming up here for both of them. Stock up. I got to give them credit because I didn't think it would be this early in the season. I did pick them to win this game. Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Absolutely dog walked Virginia Tech. 34-0 in the second half of this game after being down 10 in the first. Virginia Tech's awful. We know that now.
Yeah, pride's gone.
We kind of knew that anyway, to be honest with you.
Yeah, pride's gone.
Vanderbilt averaged 7 yards per carry on 37 carries, Mickey. This team appears to be a very legitimately capable football outfit yet again.
Let me give you this. Here is the drive charts. The drive chart in the second half. All right? I'll give you this. This is Vanderbilt's offense. In the second half, 11 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. 8 plays, 56 yards, touchdown. 3 plays, 72 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 31 yards, touchdown. 2 plays, minus 2 yards, end of the game. Here's Virginia Tech in the second half. Bear with me here. Second half. 3 plays, 9 yards, punt. 3 plays, minus 13 yards, punt. 3 plays, no yards, punt. 4 plays, 6 yards, turnover on downs. 4 plays, 19 yards, fumble. Complete domination. I mean, just absolutely at Lane Stadium. Enter Sandman.
Down 10.
Down 10 at the half.
I mean, just came out a completely different football team.
490 yards to 248 yards. Rush for 262. That's what's underrated through this thing. It's not just Pavia. The running game was working. So I'll ask you this, Sam, and we're going to get all this. I've asked this question all day yesterday. It's not transitive properties in the sport. But they have a common opponent in a two-week scenario, two-week sample size. You have a common opponent. How can South Carolina, I know the game's at home, how can South Carolina be favored over Vanderbilt?
I have no idea what to do with this game in our pick'em. I submitted our picks, but I think I might. We reserve the right to change it till 1 o'clock tomorrow. I don't know what to do with it. I think South Carolina is still better, but they haven't showed it yet. What we have to go off of is
how do
Vanderbilt.
How do we
looks
think
good.
They're better? Because we got two games now. Again, it's
I just
early.
Think they're more talented. Down at the end of the day, I think they'll end up being more.
Ask
talented
Virginia Tech who's more talented.
You know? I don't fully disagree with
all right,
you.
Let me ask you this quickly because we got to get a break, but we'll go on to the next segment. How can you watch for Georgia Tech so far this year and watch Clemson so far this year and the game in Atlanta with a wide out? How in the world can you think Clemson's going to win down there? How's Clemson favored down there?
I honestly don't know which quarterback I'm more concerned about if the one. If
we're going to talk about that a lot today. And then finally, how can you watch Tennessee for 2 weeks and watch Georgia for 2 weeks and the game's in Knoxville, 100,000, and you think that Georgia's a favorite? I mean, I think Vegas got it wrong on all three. Now, again, Vegas is right much more than I am. But but when they came out on Sunday and they were over 7 points each, I was like, well, Vegas is giving away money.
I think Clemson started at like 9.5.
Which is
that's just
stupid.
Ben had to re-email us and say, yeah, we're not using that spread in the pick.
Yeah, that's just stupid is what that is. That's just giving away money.
I think it's down to like 4 or 4.5 now.
All right, we're going to talk about all those games, kind of turn our attention. Well, I have a couple quick thoughts about the rest of the week last week because there's a couple of games that caught my attention. We'll talk about that. Hey, Ingles, tailgate, get it done. You know, one of the misconceptions is that, it's a road game this week. We don't have to go get stocked up for the weekend. What, you're not going to eat this weekend? You can still cook out. As a matter of fact, it ought to be better at the house than it is at the tailgate. So go, Ingles, and let me just make a pitch here. If you're a root beer guy, if you're a cream soda guy, if you're a ginger beer guy, if you all those like novelty drinks, they've got the biggest selection. I got me some I think it was Sioux Falls vanilla cream soda the other day from Ingles. Man, I love that stuff. All right, meat department, the seafood, with that, just an awesome selection. And I love how they cut those steaks. They cut those pork chops. You get the thick cut. It's amazing. Matter of fact, I want to do some thick pork chops this weekend. Looking forward to that. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love the Ingles Advantage card. Fill up with gas if you are going down to Atlanta, if you're going down to Columbia, if you're going up to Knoxville, do it at Ingles. Get your weekend started off right and tailgate right with the friends at Ingles. Short break, we'll come back, open phone lines. Let's review a couple of more games from the weekend and then turn our attention when you come back after this.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. Choose from one or two-story designs and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $20,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com today for more information.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue lawn with a guarantee is finally here from TopDressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue lawn that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit TopDressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at TopDressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit TopDressing.com.
It's a summer scorcher at the Tiger Sports Shop. Get ready to beat the heat with sizzling summer savings on all your favorite brands. Stay cool in performance activewear with Lululemon and Nike. Perfect for those hot summer days. And don't miss the hottest headwear selection around. Remember, Tiger fans, football season is just around the corner. Gear up now and be ready for every game day. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at TigerPorts.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah.
You know, it pays to listen to the station. Roar listeners right now, 10% off at Engineer's Sleep. Free local delivery. They'll take your old mattress off. Two nights ago, I fell asleep on the couch, woke up, kind of had a neck issue and a little headache issue. Had to take some medicine myself there, Sam. Last night, got back in my Engineer's Sleep bed, slept like a baby. Slept all the way through. I told the orders, Jay and Davis orders, that, man, when I get my sleep, when I go engineer sleep, like last night, I had 7 hours and 51 minutes of sleep. Did not get my REM, my other sleep there, but my restorative sleep over 2 hours, 2 hours and 39 minutes of that. Got 100% of my sleep time needed. So loved it. I was 95% efficient with my sleep last night because I got back in my interesting sleep bed. I sat at 84 of my sleep performance last night, according to my Whoop. Good stuff. That is Engineered Sleep. I love it. The best mattress in the world, the ES Duo. Man, what a mattress. And thousands of dollars less than in this competition. And when it comes to the Costco brand type stuff and the Sam's Club stuff, they've got the Today mattress. That's going to be the best out there as well. 654-ROAR is our number. Adam's covered your text line. Jed says that, talking about Brett Key being locked in, he's usually more talkative, but yesterday you could tell it's a huge game for him. Yeah, of all the talk about Clemson and how big this game is, this is Georgia Tech's program-making deal this weekend. Whiteout, noon, all the expectations, coming off of the Georgia momentum last year. This is a chance to enter the ACC championship game talk, enter the college football playoff talk.
Vulnerable Clemson team as
absolutely well. Absolutely it is. And look, here's the thing about Georgia Tech, looking on their standpoint. And again, we're talking about quarterbacks in hour number two. But if you think about it, looking at Georgia Tech, between this and the Georgia game, they don't play any ranked teams, currently ranked teams. You win this game, you're 3-0. Quick win game, assuming they win, all right, for how important this game is. 3-0. Temple?
They'll beat Temple.
4-0. At Wake Forest?
They'll beat Wake Forest.
5-0.
Congrats on your Wake Forest over the Catamounts prediction.
Well, I picked a 21-point underdog. Come on.
Faxon will be sick.
All right. That's 5-0. Virginia Tech at home?
I can't see him losing at home to that team.
6-0. Duke on the road?
I still think Duke could get him.
Could be. Syracuse at home?
I think they'll win.
At NC State?
I think they can win at NC State.
At Boston College?
I think that's a win.
Pittsburgh?
That game could trip him up, I think, if it was on the road. But again, it's at home.
It's at home. Look, you
and
see.
And that sets up Georgia.
So now you see the importance of this game.
They haven't. Listen, Georgia Tech hasn't looked incredible, but they did throw for like 700 yards against Gardner.
Yeah.
For whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
They slugged out an ugly game against Colorado where I don't think they played very well, and they still won.
Well, because they kept turning it over early, but they came back and won.
And Colorado's a solid little team. So, I mean.
On the road. Home opener.
You haven't looked your best to open the year, I would say, and you're still 2-0 with a P4 win.
They had 680 yards of offense last week.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that I was high on, you were high on in the preseason, a lot of people were high on.
Massive.
This
game.
Is their chance. I mean, it's wide open. The ACC is wide open.
And atmosphere-wise, you're walking into, you know, it can be a tough place to play. And with what's at stake, they're going to get this rowdy deal Saturday. 24-92. Why is the ACC releasing this year's schedule a month before the schedule? Is this a case like the rest of the conferences, or does it seem to be so late a month before the season starts? Yeah, you're right there. I don't understand it. Like, why do we wait this late? All the other conferences games have been out. All the other conferences have been out. The ACC, there's no sense of urgency in anything they do at the Atlantic Coast Conference office. Texas said Mickey with a Heisman moment. Sleep performance, of course. Engineer sleep. I slept like a Heisman Trophy winner last night. My friend Matt wants to know, so just got in the car. Have you gone over Drake's baseball game last night? Yeah, 5-3 loss. The best baseball game I've seen in a long, long time. Drake struck out the first time and hit a hard ground ball the second time. Made a great play in the field, one of the two ground outs that they had in the game. And he won their team's bat award. They give a little bat to carry to the next game, and so he won that one. But they came down the last game, the last inning, bases loaded, they're down 5-3. Line drive, kid shortstop for the opposing team. Bases clearing double is going to end the whole game for him. Walk off win. Guy makes an unbelievable jumping catch and makes a double play. It's like a 7-year-old kid. It looked like Derek Jeter out there. Like, it's unbelievable. What a game. What a great game.
Tip the cap.
4165 says, would I be selfish saying college football was better before NIL and the portal ruined it? Oh, man, you don't know the half of it. I'm talking to someone yesterday, a support staff guy in college football. And he's telling me, you don't know what we go through now. What's that? He goes, parents, agents, guys not practicing with injuries. You don't know what we're going through. So we told him, I got guys that their agents are telling them, hey, man, if you feel a little bit, you know, you got a little twinge in your ankle, you got a little twinge in your back, whether you got a little hamstring, no, don't play. You don't practice. Agents are telling guys not to practice. Not doctors, not trainers. Agents are telling guys, hey, man, you don't need to practice. If you feel like, you know, a little bit tender, then don't practice. Yeah, NIL has absolutely ruined this thing. 9512 asks, who seats hotter, Brent Pry or Mike Gundy? Both are gone. That's it.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah, Gundy's different because Gundy is Oklahoma State football, like his son said on the internet the other day. I mean, Mike Gundy was a great player there. Mike Gundy was he's the best coach in school history, the winningest coach in school history. I mean, my gracious, he's been there since 2005. And had a bunch of of ranked season. Just remember this. They finished 16th in the country just 2 short years ago by winning 10 games. They won 12 games in 2021. So at least he's done something.
They had a chance to go to the playoff. I mean, they're game away from the playoff a couple years ago.
Yes.
It's just not. This is the least talented Oklahoma State team I've seen in ever. I mean, since Gundy, like, they don't have a quarterback, first of all.
But you remember this. Yeah, it's bad.
There's just not much to look at here.
Remember in fall camp last year? And how he said that we got guys wanting to renegotiate contracts in fall camp. He goes, wait a minute, we did that in the spring, pal. We can't do that now. So he's probably telling you more than anything that NIL has ruined it. Now, here's the difference. He's won 170 games there. Brent Pryce won 16 games. Pryce done nothing at Virginia Tech. Gundy's done everything he could do at Oklahoma State. But yet it's time at Oklahoma State.
One thing I will go with here for Gundy, I like Mike Gundy a lot. He whined all week about how much money Oregon had.
Well, that's not true. What he said was, and I saw the whole quote, and he went back. If you went back and saw the whole, not the whole press conference, but like the 5-minute clip, what he was saying was, hey, you give this team credit. They've invested in football, done this, and what, and smart. So what Oregon did was they turned it into you're buying players.
Oregon took this very differently.
Yeah,
but
Oregon did it on purpose because you go and look at what their staff does. They want gasoline, but if you listen to the whole quote, it was a compliment. It was saying, "Hey man, they're doing things right. They're investing in facilities, investing in players, investing in coaching staff." Dan Lanning did a great job of turning that into fuel, but he didn't spend a whole week on that. And even afterwards, he made a comment. Look, I was giving them a compliment. I was not saying they're out there buying players. Anyway, give Lanning credit for that.
Can't lose to Oregon by 66.
No. But maybe Oregon's that good, too. 0207 says, South Carolina fans are always happy at this point in the season because they think we win a national championship every year. Are you listening to the same Gamecock fans I'm listening to? Because that's not what I'm seeing. That's not at all what I'm seeing. Texture 5734, will Virginia Tech come after Shane Beamer? No, Beamer would not leave South Carolina for Virginia Tech at this point. Most of that, or a lot of that is, now he went to school there, but a lot of that is always being compared to your dad, and that's not what he'd like to do. 75-64, Georgia Tech can be a tough place to play, but the Tiger fans always show up big numbers. Atlanta look forward to the Tigers getting a big win on Saturday. Hope that's the case. Hope I see something different than I've seen. 48-78 says, Mickey, Clemson needs to win bad. Do you agree? Of course. Yeah, if you don't, then all of a sudden now your season, I don't want to say over, but I don't like the prospects of the rest of it. Best text of the day, 1978, gets in. Mickey, listening this morning from MD Anderson in Houston, had a successful surgery last Thursday, longtime fan and listener. Let me tell you something. Here's the good news. Here's the way I understand MD Anderson. If you go to MD Anderson, you got a chance. Like, anytime anybody – I've had friends of mine that have had cancer, right? And they say, man, it ain't good. It's not going to be good. It's not whatever. I've had friends of mine that cancer say, hey, we're going to MD Anderson. And – all of them turn out to have these great, great reactions to it and great experiences. So, MD Anderson, that'd be the best news ever. This is the best doctors in the country with this cancer stuff. And so, successful surgery, 1978, I love it. Congratulations. Keep us up to date. Thoughts and prayers with you. And that puts things in perspective. A listener out there going through something a whole lot different than not doing good offense or how that works out.
I will say Oregon put on an absolute clinic in self-motivation from one Mike Gundy press conference. Whatever the case is, realistically, I think you're probably right.
Oh.
He's not necessarily groveling about the money, but like quarterback, he comes out and he says that he comes out and says that he doesn't think the environment's going to be a problem for his quarterback and that he'll be fine in the stadiums that he's competing in. That's a pretty harmless quote. What's he going to say? Yeah, my quarterback's going to suck because it's loud.
Yeah, but Dan Lanning takes that stuff, and he's like Kirby Smart. Everybody says we're going 7-5. Nobody has – no one's saying that. He's using it, and his players buy into it. Dan Lanning does a great job.
They put it up on the video board.
Oh, yeah.
They played the money quote.
Yeah.
They played the
– yeah.
They played the quarterback quote, and they were playing all money-related songs.
Oh, yeah. We're so disrespected. Oh, man. Nobody thinks we've got anything. Everybody thinks we're doing this and this. Dude, you're number four in the country.
It worked.
No one's disrespected number four in the country.
It did work. It did work.
Oh, yeah. It's a great deal there, but basically, it's the Jordan quote. Remember Jordan made up the quote about the rookie from the Washington Wizards? And to have his team shut him up. But Jordan convinced himself that the guy actually said it. Oh, that's a hyper-competitive deal there for sure. Dan Lanning does a great job of adding gas to all of it. Hour number two when you come back with Sam and I right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.